I really loved when the documentary slammed into the music side of it, you know, with Afrika Bambaataa and all those guys kind of talking about the changeover. But I was fascinated by the fact that Benji was talking about they'd play a 45 and then you'd have to beat up three guys to get into the gang. And then, you know, he ends up really maybe starting the whole kind of DJ movement by these block parties. Can you talk about how music was that you know, helpful defining thing that really changed everything? It was kind of...
Yeah. Unique. Well, you know, I think Red Alert says it best in the end of the film. It's like, you know, it's like the Pied Piper, right? You know, it's like the music is sort of the thing that kind of soothes the savage beast. You know, it's a common thread that everybody can relate to. And they were smart enough to use music as a way to bring people together. I mean, it's the same thing that Kool Herc and Bambaataa were doing. They were just bringing it, you know, but with Benji and these guys, they were doing it with straight up gang members. Because you also remember that, you know, the turf lines were block by block by block to, you know, from one garbage can to the next. So, you know, it was an accomplishment to really be able to say, you know, enough of this. You guys can all come to our block and hang out and party, and you know, that kind of reverberated through the Bronx, you know, so it was like these invisible turf boundaries were kind of like, you know, they basically faded away, which was an incredible feat on its own. And then to take it a step further to actually invite people onto your turf to hang out, to party, I mean, that's really where it that's a real shift, you know, especially from, you know, where how violent and truly were to the turf, you know?